This is your Lansing update from more compelling talk radio, 1320 WILS.
The Michigan Supreme Court ruling in favor of four Lansing teachers after they were assaulted by students. The 4-3 decision saying that educators can sue a school district that decides to suspend rather than permanently expel a student that was violent towards staff. Jerry Swartz, president of the Lansing Schools Education Association, tells WILS the decision to expel a student is a difficult one.
This can be perceived to be quite divisive, but I think for those school board members who were fully informed, they understood why we had to go this route. And in the end, it's a good thing. Good thing for the citizens of Michigan.
House Speaker Andy Dillon in the final days of his gubernatorial primary race against Lansing Mayor Virg Bernero. Dillon, speaking exclusively with WILS's Tony Connolly this morning, says that even though the polls show him falling behind Bernero, as Speaker, he's been involved in the tough decisions at the Capitol.
Whether it be, the teacher pension reform or the reforms to the way we deliver K-12 or talking about how we provide public employee health care. I've been fighting the fights in Lansing.
Lansing police investigating two stabbing incidents this morning that appear to be related. A 28-year-old man found on the 1200 block of West Hope Avenue with life-threatening stab wounds early this morning was hospitalized, followed by a 24-year-old man also stabbed but taken to a different hospital. And AAA Michigan reporting gas prices down almost 6 cents last week. The current statewide average now $2.78 a gallon. State House Speaker Andy Dillon speaking exclusively with WILS's Tony Connolly this morning, just one day before voters decide between him and Lansing Mayor Virg Bernero to become the Democratic gubernatorial nominee. Dillon reacting to recent polls showing him falling behind Bernero in the race.
We're not surprised. They've spent about $2 million attacking me and distorting the record, so we aren't surprised. But when I'm out there on, the campaign trail meeting the voters, our message is resonating.
Republican gubernatorial candidate Mike Bouchard also on WILS this morning, challenging the notion that he's not one of the front runners. Polls are showing Rick Snyder, Pete Hoekstra, and Mike Cox leading the pack.
Well, in our tracking, I'm actually ahead. So it depends on who you're sampling. Our focus is going to be to get our message to those undecideds, A, and B, to turn out our committed voters.
And the Calhoun and Kalamazoo County Public Health Departments have banned farmers from using water from the Kalamazoo River following last week's oil spill into the waterways. The ban includes all irrigation of crops and watering of livestock and will remain in effect until further notice. Four Lansing teachers winning a 4-3 decision by the Michigan Supreme Court, allowing them to sue the district for not permanently expelling students that assaulted them. Although the incidents occurred between 2005 and 2007, Jerry Swartz, president of the Lansing Schools Education Association, tells WILS the ruling was an important one for educators across the state.
The lower court determined that there's no standing for a teacher to bring the court action against the school board. Well, if the teacher who's assaulted can't bring the court action forward, what's the function of the law?
As cleanup efforts continue on the Kalamazoo River following last week's oil leak in Marshall, Dr. Stephen Hamilton, MSU professor and president of the Kalamazoo River Watershed Council, tells WILS the efforts to contain the spill have been quite successful.
The downstream movement of the oil has only extended to a little ways below Battle Creek. So it hasn't entered Morrow Lake in significant quantities or gotten down to Kalamazoo as far as we can tell.
One last verbal battle between gubernatorial candidates, WILS's Rich Hurl reports.
Two Republican candidates here on WILS this morning duke it out with one day left until the primary. Senator Tom George, speaking with WILS's Tony Connolly, singled out Oakland County Sheriff Mike Bouchard.
He's got some good ideas, privatizing services and prisons and some other things. That saves some money, but that doesn't come close to what you need to do to balance the budget and then to cut taxes further.
Moments later, Bouchard told WILS that George is part of what he calls a broken process.
One path is we either raise taxes or we slash essential services. There's a third path, which is to cut taxes and pick priorities and do things better, cheaper, faster.
Both George and Bouchard find themselves at the bottom of the most recent Epic MRA poll, which sees a very tight race at the top with Rick Snyder in the lead at 26%, Mike Cox at 24%, and Pete Hoekstra at 23%. Rich Hurl, 1320 WILS.
The Michigan Retailers Association says the month of June was a disappointing one after months of strong sales, but hope the back-to-school sales season, which is just beginning, will help them rebound. MRA President and CEO Jim Hallen.
We had a string of some really good months, and then all of a sudden we've hit choppy waters again. About a third are showing increases, about a third are flat, and about a third are down.
Taking a look at your capital city forecast, tonight a slight chance chance of showers, mostly cloudy, low around 69. Tomorrow, a 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms, cloudy, high near 87. And tomorrow night, more rain possible, mostly cloudy, low around 69. That's your Lansing Area Update. I'm Michael Cohen, 1320 WILS.